This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2204. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 17th, Alaska, Antarctica, Brazil, Canada, Colombia, Colombia, Cuba, East Turkestan, Egypt, Ethiopia, Europe, Guam, Korea South, Mexico, Myanmar, Netherlands, Nigeria, North America, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Spain, Turkey, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer about Amanda Dawn Christie's artistic experiment via the HAARP transmitters in Alaska, which was UT August 14th. Some of our monitors report their results. Eric Federswalp in Washington State, Richard Langley visiting California, Walt Salmaniv in British Columbia, and Chris Mackerel in New Zealand. After the fact, I suggest if you want to see what this was all about, go again to the website of the experiment, ghostsintheairglow.space, where there are archive videos, and a couple of YouTube videos for the entire hour running parallel. Monitoring LRA 36 Antarctica, I heard their regular Saturday broadcast on August 12th on 15475.98, reduced carrier USB, only via remotes in Argentina. Tune in at 1753 for their musical prelude and programming after 1800 Uniendo Voces. The next broadcast was on Tuesday, August 15th. I didn't hear it, but Manuel Mendez in Spain did, at 1640. Then again, he also had it on Thursday, August 17th at 1811, but it went off abruptly at 1901. Strongest of the three frequencies of Radio Voz Missionaria Brazil, 9665 variable, had been quite reliable overnight, but lately it's been missing part of the time. There was no signal around 0636 on August 10th. It was back on August 12th, around the same time, missing again on the 16th and 17th. I last measured it on the 12th at 9665.289. CHU Canada, one of its three frequencies, was missing, 3330, August 13th and 14th, back on the air August 15th. Whenever that happens, we look at the system status report on their website, but there was nothing about this outage until it was over. As Richard Langley points out, then it shows that it first went off way back on August 9th, so it was gone for almost a week. Fortunately, their other two time signal transmitters remain on air, 7850 and 14670. Not heard since August 12th. A station which had been reliable late at night, the ham beacon on 10125 CW, HK3QQ in Bogota, Colombia, which sent keyboard letters in sequence with errors. For purposes of the 4940 missionary station, whose true location is not certain, I've created a new merged radio country called Colombizuela. It had been reliable at least before 0700, and I assumed all night, but it was not heard on August 10th, 12th, or 14th, but it was, at least there was a carrier on August 13th at 0707. Ron Howard observes that sometimes it had been off the air later in the night. About the Cuban spy numbers, Rick Barton in Arizona says HM01 has not been heard on 11435. They were on for one day and then back off. 11530 and 11635 at 17 and 18 UT have also been missing, not heard as of August 13th. The one to look out for is 9330 at 07 UT alternate days of the week, which had been colliding with WBCQ. Very strange sounds have been coming out of the 9700 transmitter of Radio Havana, Cuba. It's on the air much later than it's supposed to be, such as August 13th at 0714, I heard some off-mic sounds like footsteps, as if the microphone had been left on in a studio, and then some jazz music. On a Sunday, that was when only Esperanto was supposed to be on the air on the 49-meter band. Even stranger, August 17th at 0648, I was hearing a drama in American English, completely produced with sound effects, Certainly not your typical RHC programming. 9700 got to be RHC and not a pirate since the signal was 30 over 9. There was also an undercurrent of Spanish audio. Maybe they plugged into the wrong program feed, something off the satellite. It kept going past 0700. Paul Walker in Alaska and a friend of his in Alabama were also listening to this, and they concluded that it was a complete movie with Robin Williams, Cadillac Man. And they were also hearing the mixture with Spanish. Something's always very wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. One more Cuban oddity I occasionally observe, 9565, August 16th at 0645. Residual jamming against No Radio Marti was still running, even though that's a daytime frequency only. And as occasionally happens, this time, listening with BFO on, there were two tones alternating. Actually, CW at slightly offset frequencies. I counted 25 in a row once, and then 38 in a row, with brief pauses in between. Why in the world are they doing this? Are they just having fun at the jamming site? IARU Intruder Watch keeps track of broadcast stations intruding into ham bands. Here's another example via Wolfgang Büschel, which I think he may have also monitored, on exactly 14,000 kilohertz, a mixture of 13710 and 13855 from Kashgar, East Turkestan. That is English on 13710, 145 kilohertz below 13855 in Mandarin, but leaping over it another 145 kilohertz above. Alan Holder, G4ZBH on the Isle of Wight, says I monitor Radio Cairo on a daily basis. That is the English sesquihour at 2115 on 9440. He reports on August 10th, audio was very good, but it may have deteriorated later. Last week I noticed a drop in the level of transmitter noise, and this week, finally, the hum has completely disappeared. It's nice to be able to listen without that terrible droning sound in the background. Some of the short feature programs have a slightly muffled sound, probably due to outdated studio recording equipment. However, the news and musical interludes are much clearer. There are still problems at Radio Cairo, broadcasts missing on some days or late sign-on times. Italian and German are sometimes irregular. Now they need to sort out this audio on the second transmitter in the 9810 to 9870 range. It is still quite distorted and overmodulated. We do not know which transmitters they are using. No doubt one of them must be the 500 kilowatt Marconi on reduced power, which came on air comparatively recently in 1998. The others date back to the 1970s, and they must be difficult to maintain now due to the lack of spare parts. He says to contact the programming department, I've been using this email, EnglishEuropeService@gmail.com. Does anyone know if this is still active, as I did not get the usual acknowledgement? Reception reports to the propagation department are usually verified by an EQSL, that is, FREQMEG@yahoo.com. Alan Holder follows up the next day, August 12th. I suspect they were using their third operational transmitter on August 11th. This one has a low-level transmitter noise, clearly heard on an open carrier. Unfortunately, it also has some distortion as well. I guess it was too much to expect the very good audio on August 10th to be consistent. I, GH, was also listening on August 11th to 9440 and noted there was whine, crackle, and distortion at 2139. And it was off the air before 2150, so the BBC relay via Philippines was in the clear after 2158. Then on August 14th at 2140, there was no signal from Radio Cairo in English into the remote in Holland. Another intruder into the ham bands, probably from IARU via Wolfgang Büschel, Ethiopia, active on 7110, July 31st at 1600 to 1825, Radio Ethiopia. Also via BCDX, news about the upcoming conference of the European DX Council meeting in person, September 7th to 10th, at the Hotel Campanile, Metz in Lorraine in France. More at the website edxcnews.wordpress.com. If you would like to attend, contact Christian Gibaudeau, that's chr.ghibaudeau@gmail.com. More broadcast spurs landing in a ham band via Wolfgang Büschel. KTWR Guam on 9900 in Korean at 15 to 16 UT. Also heard on 220 to 225 kilohertz above and below, that is around 10120 to 10124. Congratulations to KBS World Radio, celebrating its 70th anniversary, according to their website. It's been introducing Korea to the world in 11 languages. Its maiden transmission as Voice of Free Korea was on August 15, 1953. It's now a multimedia channel. On their website, they say, we have various content in store for you marking this monumental year, including Beyond Borders, a K-pop concert crossing the boundaries of borders and media, and Thanks to You, a program conveying gratitude to our listeners. Furthermore, on the website, there is an Overseas Listener Satisfaction Survey. Your answers will be of great value to us in creating better programs. Small prizes will be sent to a number of survey participants selected in draw. Thanks to Gagarpal in Vienna, Austria, for forwarding that news to the British DX Club. The website is world.kbs.co.kr. August 13th, around 07 UT, I have a just barely audible carrier, JBA, on 6200 AM, presumably the pirate Radio Eastern Star. It seems we have been right in filing this under North America rather than USA, as Rusty X quotes the operator as saying he is in Cholla Bay, Mexico. It's an expat town just north of Puerto Peñasco, Sonora, instead of in the southwestern USA. Of course, we only have his word for it. It could be misdirection. It can be spelled with a Y or a double L. It's most of what the anonymous operator writes to Anatoly Klipov in Moscow. Transmitter power is about 70 watts, antenna a quarter wave vertical. I broadcast from Mexico near the border with the U.S., the city of Cholla Bay. Russian music plays every Saturday. There is Vysotsky, Dima Bilan, cutting off most, well, even any post-punk. The rest of the time, electronic music and Japanese anime culture. The station is completely switching to Japanese. I will soon change the name to Hikari FM, H-I-K-A-R-I, which means Light FM, L-I-G-H-T. This is still inaccurate. The name may change again. I don't know Japanese well yet, but soon I think I will be able to at least communicate in it. By the way, a year ago, the channel was still called Radio Pushka and has been that way since 2015. He says hfunderground.com has a lot of information about me. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard writes about Myanmar 5915, Myanmar Radio via NIP Dow, normally on August 11th and 12th, heard until sign off at 14 UT, while their other frequency, 5985, was silent both days, not broadcasting from Yangon, perhaps due to ongoing issues with availability of electricity in Yangon. He then links to three press reports from July and May and April. In Irrawaddy.com, the headline is, Blackouts Persist Across Myanmar. In Japan Times, worsening blackouts in junta-led Myanmar put economy at risk. And in BNI Online, Yangon to experience daily 8-hour electricity outages. Announcement from Yangon Electricity Corporation. Wolfgang Büschel reports on his monitoring of Myanmar via remote in eastern India, August 12th at 15:17. Nothing heard on 5915 nor 5985, nor medium wave 639 or 711. Only Thai or All India Radio East co-channels were heard on those two medium wave frequencies. From the Netherlands, Radio Delta International, testing on 12075, says Manuel Mendez in Spain, August 13th with songs in English at 0614. And they say the power is only 100 watts. Then Walt Sabaniv tuned it in at Masset, B.C. at 0635, at least very poor reception. And Kari Kallio in Finland writes that Radio Delta from Elsberg in the Netherlands was testing 12075 to be better heard in the north, such as Finland, where it has a solid audience. The test ran for several hours and was also heard in Australia. More about it at their website, radiodelta.am, where they also write about an eventful day of August 5th when Gabriel Gomez in Uruguay picked up Radio Delta on 6060. A testament to the remarkable capabilities of shortwave radio, even when using a mobile receiver and loop antenna. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2204, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Gwen Reel, that's G-W-Y-N-N-R-E-E-L, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Gwen says, I've been a listener since the 1980s. I appreciate your accurate, detailed content. Also filed under Netherlands because of their postal address, but we're not sure where the transmitter is, Radio Space Shuttle International. Dick Spacewalker tells us that its 21st birthday was on August 16th, and they're carrying out some special birthday programs the weekend of Friday, August 18th, mostly on 9290 kHz. The full time schedule would be published at their website August 18th at 14 UT. That is spaceshuttleradio.freeservers.com. I heard that new target broadcast for Nigeria, Yoruba Nation Radio, which is Saturdays and Sundays only, at 19 to 20 UT on 17735 via Wolverton, UK. On Sunday, August 13th, it cut on abruptly at 1900 during some African song and drumming, and then talk, very wild talk by the announcer in Yoruba, into English after 1905, identifying as Yoruba Nation Radio Television, YNRT. It seems the rest of the hour was a mixture of Yoruba and English, and even from one sentence to the next, alternating. One remark which caught my ear, Nigeria is a rotten place, let us get out. I was listening via the remote in Holland, which is not too close to the UK, but Bill McDevitt in Florida reports to HCDX, it was heard with a good signal in the US, all for SINPO, on August 12th. Almost every night reports of Station YHWH, the Antichrist Pirate, Rick Barton in Arizona says on 7475, it was on the air later than usual, August 15th at 0540 when he tuned in. It went off at 0550. Josiah Elias with his usual lecture, a good signal, but with milquetoast modulation. Via Rusty X, translated from muromdx.ru, the electronic edition of Radio Magazine publishes interesting info about the origin of the mysterious broadcast of the Russian anthem on shortwave. It was broadcast in USB on various frequencies, including 6828, 6940, 7032, 7700, 9041, 9310, 9900, 10420, and 14420 kHz. On August 14th, Paul Walker in Alaska says, for the last few weeks, I've heard a very loud buzzing on 11860 over the Yemen program audio. The transmitter is in Saudi Arabia. I thought it was a transmitter fault the first few days, but it's still happening. A friend and I think it is Iran jamming the Yemen broadcast. But I replied, 11860 is also Radio Marti with Cuban jamming, which can well expand beyond the times Marti is really on the air. When were you hearing this? Paul replies, I detect the buzzing jamming, usually around 17 to 19 UT, sometimes around 02 to 04, depending on propagation. This led to further discussion. Kai Ludwig says, at 0740 UT, 11860 has no real carrier. It's a garden fence every 120 Hz, traceable between at least 11857 and 11862, audibly appearing as a buzzing sound. And Chris Greenway replies, mention of 120 Hz is a reminder that Saudi Arabia has 60 Hz mains electricity. Hearing a hum or buzz on 60 or 120 Hz betrays the fact that these Yemen broadcasts come from a transmitter in Saudi Arabia. Kai Ludwig agrees, proving beyond a doubt the transmission comes from Saudi Arabia because such a power supply exists nowhere else except the Americas and American-influenced areas, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Philippines, and Saudi Arabia. What's going on now has nothing to do with jamming. It's just a failure of the transmitter, resulting in the exciter putting out not a single carrier but a whole bunch of 120 Hz steps, which are visible on the waterfall. Listen to the transmission yielding this buzzing sound. That recording by Wolfgang Büschel. After hearing that, I agree it's certainly not Cuban jamming. This was made August 15th at 10:38 UT, the broadband buzz tone ranging from 11855.3 to 11865.43, while the carrier for the Sana Exile radio from Riyadh was on 11859.963, using the remote in Qatar. And Kai Ludwig concludes, this is remarkable because a couple of years ago, There had been hints that the Riyadh station got new transmitters. Confirmed by the vendor is the existence of a brand new facility with four 250 kilowatt transmitters at Jeddah. Nevertheless, it looks as if they are allowing their shortwave infrastructure to break down. Near the end of the token English broadcast from Spain, Monday, August 14th on 17855 at 2225 UT, I was surprised to hear one of the female hosts say, "This concludes my time at Spanish Foreign Radio. Farewell." That was Helena Rigobert. We first heard her on September 2nd last year, so she must have been under a almost one-year contract. And now there's a new woman's voice, Marilyn Quintana. But it's been quite a while since we've heard the male voice of Justin Coe, maybe Justin Holliday. Very same hour English to us from Voice of Turkey, 22 UT, on 11785.009. Usually on the air, but it was absent on August 16th. Something's erroneous at Emerlair. Yukug Banai Nan. Since the Singapore relay closed, BBC on 9410 is switched to a relay from the VOA station in the Philippines. But Ron Howard observes this on August 12th. BBC Tanang on 9410 has serious transmitter issues. After my good August 7th reception, I thought everything was back to normal, but not so. On the 12th, tuned in from 1111 UT to find Fuxing Broadcasting Station, Taiwan, 10 kilowatts, overpowering the extremely weak BBC from the Philippines. In fact, BBC was so poor it took me a while to actually confirm the station underneath Taiwan was BBC in English on 9410. It must have been running very low power. Taiwan was heard parallel to 15375 and 9774, both with poor reception. Then on August 14th, Stephen Luce in Houston, Texas says, "Nothing but a flutter on 9410 at 11 UT August 14th, checking Kiwis in East and Southeast Asia. BBC at that time is very poor to unlistenable in the target area. Though the Talisay City, Philippines remote has fair reception some 400 miles from Tanang. I think this transmitter is operating at greatly reduced power. It would not surprise me if BBC discontinues the transmissions to Southeast Asia in either the B23 or A24 seasons." Ben Cobb has published a new issue of his excellent Experimental Radio News, which you may read at experimentalradio.news. Among other things, covering the matter of high-frequency trading stations trying to get licensed for shortwave in the U.S. To this, based on his research at FCC, such as Shortwave Solutions, Principal Alex Pilosoff argues that while some modernization is needed, the petition and its proposal are misguided and built upon misleading and erroneous technical assumptions, to the extent that they wholly ignore a number of important considerations, such as actual usage conditions and international interference, to the point that further consideration of the petition will engender both public and regulatory opposition. And this, HFT station gains expanded operations. Another presumed HF trading operation, Falcon ION of Atlanta, Georgia, apparently not part of the SMC, received permission to add frequencies in the 12, 16, and 18 megahertz bands and to add sites in East Graham and Mount Cleary, Washington, to its previously licensed locations in Lockport and Orland Park, Illinois. The company said Falcon ION is using WM2XHW to test experimental transmitters and to develop new radio techniques for reliably delivering short digital messages over long distances using frequencies in the high-frequency band. If you're far enough from North Carolina like I am, even in the opposite direction from Africa, you may get good reception from the last existing sesquihour in English from VOA via the U.S. site. It is at 1700 to 1830 on 17530, including Africa News Tonight. Thanks to Jeff White, WRMI has granted World of Radio a new time back on 9955. It is Sunday at 1130 UT. I have not yet been away to confirm it. I have confirmed, however, the webcast only Saturday at 1930. But not the other time it is shown on the schedule, Sunday at 2000. Something else was playing. Thanks to Gary Drew for adding World of Radio to the schedule of his new internet station, GDWR International. He says it starts this week, updated every Friday, any time between 2200 and 0600 UT every night. Gary Drew Worldwide Radio. The website with audio links is G-A-R-Y-D-R-E-W, shows.bravesites.com/GDWR. And he must have a lot of other interesting programming, especially overnight. Uncle Bill's Melting Pot is returning to WBCQ after a hiatus August 20th as a monthly on the third Sunday of each month at 22 UT on 7490. A timeshare with their other program, From the Isle of Music, on the first Sunday of each month, and Julio Cesar Pereira's Jinga Brazil on the second and fourth Sundays. Two special guests are on the August program of UBMP from India and Romania. It is not available on demand, but if reception is poor, you can catch a live stream during the broadcast only at WBCQ.com or use a remote receiver. The WINB website program schedule has been updated as of August 6th, now showing the correct conversion between Eastern Daylight Time and UTC 4 hours apart. However, whenever I check, it does not seem to match what's actually on the air, such as hearing Spanish instead of English. The air frequency, of course, being 9265. NDX News of the National Radio Club, Jeff Imel, I-M-E-L, of Fishers, Indiana, writes this, about 1070, WFNI in Indianapolis. Heard at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on July 28th. It's the former 50-kilowatt WIBC that boasted a six-tower antenna farm on the northwest side of Indianapolis that is now a 200-watt flamethrower with a 30-foot monopole antenna on the roof of WFNI's 10-story studio in downtown Indianapolis. The antenna is surrounded by far taller buildings. Medium wave DXers on MWDX Slack channel have reported hearing this station as far as Cincinnati during local sunset. He says, I had the opportunity to drive along I-65 far north to far south of Indianapolis. With a run-of-the-mill car radio, I could hear WFNI around Lebanon, about 38 miles north of the transmitter, to around Columbus, Indiana, about 50 miles south. With every new issue of this column, I am looking to see if any of you have logged this station outside of Indiana. Are some unidentifieds I've logged over the past week? Any ideas? On 6023.32 approximately, August 10th at 0640, a JBA carrier. But it might be a local birdie worth further checking. As a matter of fact, I've not heard it since. On approximately 7572, August 10th at 0630, the bonker. That was in the absence of 7570 WRMI. I've never noted it QRMing RMI when it is on the air. However, it sounds like an anvil sending V over and over, part of the time with an extended DA at the end. What is this anyway? It's also heard on other frequencies. Tips for rational living? May I suggest you check out some very thought-provoking commentaries by Michael Moore at his website, which is www.michaelmoore.com, such as, one titled recently, He's Lucky to Be an American, Better That Than Tied to a Stake. Propagation Outlook from the Space Weather Prediction Center issued August 14th. Geomagnetic field expected to reach active levels on August 16th to 18th and 26th due to recurrent coronal hole high-speed stream influences. Quiet and quiet to unsettled levels expected to prevail throughout the remainder of the period. Numerically, ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, except for peaks of 15 and 4 on August 17th, 12 and 4 on the 26th, 10 and 3 on September 6th. 0.7 centimeter solar flux rising from 135 August 18th to a peak of 168 August 28th to 31st, down to 142 by September 9th. That's World of Radio 2204. Glenn Hauser thanking all our contributors and stations and inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.